Get a flag, please. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, folks, for coming this evening. Gonna have to put up with the paint smell. Can't go away just yet. Eventually, if you want. Can I get a motion from the board to approve the minutes of last month's meetings?
So moved.
I'll second that.
Jerry included.
All in favor?
Aye.
Highway Department report, please.
Not a lot of activity in road work. Men were out, you know, taking a few more dead trees down, and we started trimming also on Stone Bridge Road, the tree limbs and brush back, because that's one of our major projects next year on the Chipsburg, and we're going to try to pave about 2 miles of that road blacktopping. So the guys are trimming it back there to get the limbs brush out of the way for the equipment that's going to be required to be on their site, and hauled in a little more crusher, around about 300 tons, just to build up our stockpile a little bit. And in the last few weeks, you know, winter's finally kicked in. Had two snowstorms, one about 4 inches, and the last one there was about 10, 8 to 10. And Sunday there we had a little bit of an ice storm, too. So guys had to do a lot of running. The two snowstorms were wet, packy snow. So we had a job to keep it from bonding to the road there. We used quite a lot of sand and salt all three storms, about 720 tons what we used so far. That's quite a bit because of unusual type of storms we've had. Yeah. That's about it.
Thanks, sir.
You have got a long-term weather forecast?
Yeah, pretty much. Everybody that I talked to, you know, I've checked with, it's supposed to be a long, pretty much cold winter. You know, like a normal winter. You know, quite a lot of snow. Yeah. Hopefully. You know, I'd rather have a storm like that than like last year with the ice storms and all that. You know, that was real bad.
I would just like to say that our organizational meeting will be held at our regular town board work session on January 5th at 7:30. Okay. The building report, please.
We've had 3 additions and 3 decks, 2 garages, 1 outdoor school, 3 CCs, and 1 CO.
Question, outdoor wood furnaces, any permits for those?
Homeowner's request, I've been, like if the homeowner wants to buy one, I've been selling them.
Not required?
I haven't been pushing them.
Now, is it required, or is it not required? I don't know.
No, I know, we've been through the state training, and they're still working on it with the EPA, I think.
Okay. Code enforcement report?
Since my last report, I've done 12 inspections resulting in 3 new violations being issued. I've issued 1 new building permit and issued no COs or CCs. I am still awaiting the paperwork for the former carousel bed and breakfast illegal conversion so this case can proceed. An inspection of rental property at 3006-145 resulted in the property being placarded against further residency until the property meets code. I conducted the required annual state fire inspection for the walkabout school on Sutton Road. And last Thursday, I attended the code school on Mole, which is held in Columbia County. Any questions?
When, for example, I mean, a building is declared unsuitable, one would imagine that relates to major issues like either septic, water, electric, heat.
Or all of the above.
Oh, okay, fine. Just trying to make sure I'm calibrated. Thank you.
Not fit for human residency.
In graduate school, I lived in a place a lot like that. didn't catch
up. But I bet it had a kitchen sink in it, and this one
don't. It did have a kitchen sink. There was an issue with cockroaches in Miami originally. Anyway.
Historical report. This is from our historian, Mr. Nehas. Do you have anything to report, sir?
Yeah, I can do that. There's another report, which is the Durham Historic Preservation Commission, that Kim maybe, I think, sent to you. This is the town historian's report. There's not a formal job description for what the town historian does. That's me, I'm at Nehas. But what I have found it to be is it's primarily a consulting role for questions that come up from many different sources. Some of them are inquiries that come directly to the town, and these are usually individuals that want to know about the history of a particular property, or whether one of their ancestors is buried in a local cemetery, or something about the genealogy of a family member. And I usually look for answers to these on Sylvia Hassenkopf's website. It's rootswebancestry.com, New York Green. That's another topic. It's a very, very useful website. The answers aren't there. You can find plenty of leads to follow. But other questions involve interactions with different organizations. The Durham Historic Preservation Commission is one. Green County Historical Register Committee, Oak Hill Preservation Association, and the New York State Office of Historic Preservation, and Association of Public Historians of New York are all organizations that have local events sometimes. And I participate in those activities of those organizations. This year there were two historical resources that highlight Green County and the town of Durham. And recently become available. One of them is a television documentary. It was called Green County USA, A Local History of National Importance. It was aired on WNHTV public television. It's now available on DVD from Jonathan Donald Productions, the producer of it. That's $19.95 plus tax if you want to get a copy of it. A second is a handsome, richly illustrated book, and you can look at this if you like. This was published by the Green County Historical Register Committee. It's got more than 300 photographs in it. Some of them are really beautiful colored photographs. Historic places in Green County, some of them here in the town of Durham. This is just recently available. It's available at the Vedder Library, or from the publisher, Flintline Press, and I put a flyer about it on the bulletin board out there if you're interested in it. And if you want to just take a look at the book, you can look at my copy here. So this is a very, very nice addition to what we have. So that's
a nice looking book.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks.
Yeah.
We do some transfers, some budget transfers, please.
From clerk collector A1410.200, $200 to clerk collector contractual A1410.400. From contingent A1990.400, $2,500 to law contractual A1420.400. From general surplus, $18,250 to garage capital improvement, A5132.207, $6,100 to garage contractual, A5132.400, $4,000 to the reading room contractual, A7410.400, $1,050 and to planning contractual, A8020.400, $7,100. From highway surplus, $5,150 to machine contractual DA5130.400, $4,000, and to snow contractual DA 5142, $400, $1,000, to DA 9089.802, drug and alcohol benefit, $150. From street lighting surplus, $500. To Eastern District Number 1, street lighting 5182.25, $250. To Eastern District Number 2, street lighting 5182.26, $250.
I get a motion from the board for those transfers?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Does the attorney have any report besides
I do have a little bit of a report to talk about, and that is the litigation that we have related to the Weldon House.
Mm-hmm.
We got the decision last week. As you know, I sent it over right away. The court did grant my motion to dismiss the case on about 95% of the case. There's still a little bit of it left open. The judge wanted a little more information and actually left the door open for us to file a further motion to dismiss based on this one final issue. I haven't done that yet. As I said in my email, I would start working on it because I wanted to get a head start, but without your authority to actually file that motion, I needed to wait for tonight. I expect to have it done next week, assuming you authorize me to go ahead and finish it off.
That motion was for?
The judge actually converted a portion of the lawsuit from an Article 78 to a declaratory action, which means that he, instead of it looking like the town's being sued, it's actually an application by these opponents to the project for a determination as to whether or not the environmental review process is applicable to that project. So it's been converted from a lawsuit against the town to just simply, hey, judge, what do you think? What are our rights with regard to whether this is applicable to SECRE? Now, my argument there is going to be very simple, and that is that it's not applicable, of course, because SECRE is not a law of original jurisdiction and will stand on its own. You have to have a project to go with it. And since there is no project to go with it, then it's not applicable in this case.
Mm-hmm.
So
you have to make a filing with the court. You have to make a filing with the court then.
Yes.
So then in the scheme of things, with the overall project, which is the construction of a raceway, where does that leave that overall project?
That's a different lawsuit than
mm-hmm.
the other judge is handling, and that's between the opponents and the owners.
Say no more. Five. Thank you.
So we're trying
to make sure I understood which pebble fit in which bucket.
Right.
So you're going to file a motion?
A further motion to dismiss based on this converted one final action.
Okay. And do you need a motion for that?
Authority to pursue it, yes.
Okay, so I make a motion that Tal submits further motions.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Carried. Got it. Okay. On the agenda this evening is a public hearing for local law imposing a temporary 6-month moratorium on approval of bottling resorts. I'd like to close our regular town board meeting, open the public hearing on the local law imposing a temporary 6-month moratorium on approvals and bottling resorts. Now, Cal will update us on this project.
Sure. Based upon a number of things that have occurred here in town over the last several months, it's become clear, I think, to the town board, and so the town board asked me to write this moratorium. Just to call a brief timeout for a period of 6 months as it relates to projects that tend to or will convert current or recently used lands that were recently used as resorts here in the town of Durham to something other than a one or two family residence or an agricultural use. I think the reason that that the town board wants to do that is that we've had a number of these types of projects come through the town, and we're beginning to lose a number of the resorts that we have here. And in our comprehensive plan and in our history itself, it's the town of Durham has long been a tourist and resort attraction area. And if we're losing those very buildings and those very structures that are the basis for what our history is, it can have a severe impact not only on the comprehensive plan goals, but on the town itself and our economic base. And we've seen with the applications for these projects over the last several months that obviously we don't have zoning here in Durham. And the only thing that we do have is the site plan review law. And that site plan review law has proven to be, while it's a decent law, on this particular type of project, it doesn't quite get us where we need to go to be able to regulate these types of projects. And so our goal with having this moratorium and having a little time out for the next 6 months is to take a look at our site plan law, rework it somewhat, and make sure that we're not losing valuable resources and historic properties in town.
Well said. Thank you.
Now, the one thing that I'll say, too, is that this is not an absolute law. In other words, the moratorium is going to be in effect for 6 months, assuming you pass the local law. But that doesn't mean that all of that type of projects or all of those projects are stopped. There is a variance process that's built into this local law that allows applicants to come in before the board if they approve a hardship to get relief from the moratorium so that they can still go forward with projects if they need to.
Any questions from the board?
No.
Okay. Being it's public hearing, does anybody in the attendance here this evening have a question? Yes, sir.
I don't know if you can have a moratorium for the sake of a moratorium. Is there a law that's being reviewed by this moratorium?
Yes. As I just said, what we're going to do is work on our site plan review law to sharpen it up and make it so that we are able to handle these types of projects in a more sort of rational way as it relates to our history and our comprehensive plan.
Okay. Any other questions?
What's the motivation behind this law? Is that?
I think Cal explained it beautifully. We've spent a fair amount of time, a fair amount of money, putting together a comprehensive plan for the town of Durham. And the town of Durham rests on just a few key areas: agriculture, resorts, and related visitation. And those are two of the critical legs to the economy. There's also been some light industry, although I think there may be less of that going forward. And I think as a board, we want to make sure that we're very thoughtful and we're very careful about those things that have contributed to the quality of life and the attractiveness of the town. And we wouldn't want to inadvertently allow those attractive features of the town to potentially slip away. And I think this is the an effort by the board to make sure that we're very diligent about preserving the attractiveness of the town and some of these elements that have been key to that attractiveness. So I think it's a very, very simple motivation.
And the specifics of the law, what can we do and not do? We just bought the Emerald Inn, so.
Well, it's
so this obviously we're in play here, and I don't, you know,
right. And
should we take a break for 6 months and see what you're going to do, or should I renovate it, spend a lot of money, and bring it up to code?
I think that you're going to be paying close attention to the moratorium that the town might pass as soon as this evening, if I'm correct, and. At the very least, it would bring an individual who is proposing to convert a resort into, other than a one or two family home or an agricultural property, into extraordinarily close contact with the board. You could suggest we're acting as a planning board or we're simply acting as a board, but it will guarantee exquisitely close review during this interim period when we'll also be looking at modifications to the site plan review and examining any other options that we may eventually determine to be necessary in assuring that we preserve the character of the town of Durham for all of its residents. I don't think one can prejudge in any way.
This has all been written out and posted, and we just got the order at the last minute. We called early today. Nobody knew it was on the meeting for tonight.
Well, I think there was a public notice. I think it's been published in the newspapers of record.
This is all spelled out of what you're doing.
Pretty much, yeah.
There's copies up here, but you can help yourself too.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Gary,
we've
got another question over here.
I'm just wondering who is going to be reviewing the site plan laws. Is it going to be the planning board? Is it going to be the town board? Or are you going to appoint a committee?
We don't have a planning board, so it'll be the town board. I guess you could suggest they're working as the planning board. It'll be the town board working with the town attorney and whomever else we think is appropriate.
Any other questions?
It was in the Daily Mail.
Mm-hmm. We tend to do that with public hearings.
Well, because they thought it wasn't in the paper.
Any other questions? Yes, sir.
Well, I know part of the reason is we keep losing rooms for tourists, and we're going to lose things like the Irish traditional music week in the summer. I mean, these people are staying pretty far away now in order to attend an event taking place in Durham. Mr. Garvin will probably go ahead and do things without the permit anyway. As we just heard, he hasn't got a permit yet for the work he's done on the carousel house. So
that's kind of not the purpose that we're here this evening. I mean, you're welcome to make comments in another venue and at another time, but what we're trying to do is to stay really focused on the moratorium that's before the board and before the public. And I'm not suggesting anything else about your comments, their accuracy or their lack of accuracy, but that's not what we want to touch on tonight, though.
We do have to keep. How many rooms have we lost in the last 5 years? Hundreds. Right. We've lost hundreds of rooms that we could have tourists in. You know, and that's a big loss to the community, because in order to make money, and I keep saying this, we must bring money from outside Greene County to inside Greene County. You know, me going to lawyers does not help the economy. Me dropping money at Shamrock House for a dinner does not help the economy, because it's just money switching hands. In order to bring money back, especially if we're going to lose Steeples, in order to bring money into this community, we have to get outside people here. And it's becoming less and less attractive, especially on my property, to attract these people. That's all I got to say.
Thanks, Ted. Anybody else have a question? If there's no more questions, we'd like to close the public hearing, reopen our town board meeting, and at this time, I would ask the board to take a vote on the moratorium.
Derek, if I may just jump in real quickly before that motion is made, two things that we should talk about on the record so that it's in the record, and that is that the board should make a determination that the SECR, the State Environmental Quality Review Act, is not applicable to the implementation or the enactment of moratoria. That's a specific exception under the law. So just so the public is confident that we've taken a look at these issues and know that, well, in fact, it's not applicable here, and that's an exact, a precise exemption. Additionally, usually a lot of these types of actions must be referred to the County Planning Board under Section 239L and M of the General Municipal Law. Again, in this situation, it's not required because moratoria are exempt from that requirement as well. But again, just so that we're addressing those issues, it's on the record, we've acknowledged that they exist, and we've eliminated them.
Well, the mere fact that you've now mentioned that,
it
now includes it, right, Chris, as a matter of...
Yes.
Could we get a line move for the moratorium from the board? Linda? Joe?
Yes.
Karen?
Yes.
Jody?
Yes.
Gary?
Yes.
Who had the motion? Who had the second?
I'll make the motion.
I'll second it. We neglected that.
Okay, within in the near future, over the next 6 months, we will be investigating our site plan review law, our regular local laws to see what we can do to correct this situation. It's not an item that we can discard, it has to be addressed. Okay. The code enforcement officer has a copy of this moratorium. The building inspector has it. If anybody needs one, we have extra. We'll make extra for you. Does the board have anything other than what we discussed here this evening?
I guess the only thing I'd say is that now that I'm a retiree, whether I want to be or not, if you need like a point person to talk to Tal or to see what other towns have done or to check for matters of fact, I don't know if somebody else wants to work with me, but I'd be happy to assume that responsibility to facilitate our work over the next 6 months, so that at the end of that 6 months, we really have done a comprehensive job of assessing what will be in the best interest of the entire town of Durham within the framework of New York State laws, civil rights, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
All right, Bill. Thanks for volunteering for that project. And if you need any help, I'm sure the board will help you. And you work with Tal.
I've got all your phone numbers.
Email us if you need any help. And call us if you wish. That's something that has to get done in the first month.
So, in all honesty, probably in the next 10 days or until we get beyond Christmas, probably not going to dig in too deep, but I'd say in the early part of January, maybe we could just have a little chat and then go back and serve as the intermediary and,
Well, that's good, because during that time frame, it actually, in my office at least, things will slow down over the next 10 days.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll be able to poke around a little bit and see
That'd be great.
What other towns have done, what maybe the Association of Towns
mm-hmm.
recommend, things like that.
That would be really great.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Board have any other business? Anybody have a question? No questions? Yes, sir.
At the risk of becoming real unpopular, I mean, as long as we're going into this, should we look into, I've heard a lot about zoning. I come from the big city. I've only been up here 4 years. And I would never try to, I'd like to know about zoning. I'd like to know what it entails, how it's written. This is part of the problem.
I think the best thing that you can do is to kind of let this start to unfold, because I would be really surprised if in the course of the coming weeks and the next few months, as we look at what other communities have done and what might be best for this community, if that's not one of the things that are at least examined. So I think we need to leave this kind of open right at the moment, put together a little template for the analysis of the challenges that may be facing the town of Durham, and be very open about it, very transparent. Anybody knows me, I'm pretty transparent. And go forward. Possibly that will, you know, be something that we discuss and consider, possibly.
Well, mainly I'd just like to know more about it.
Okay.
You know, I hear a lot against it, and you know, I hear some for it.
Like everything else in life, you got to kind of look at things very carefully and look at your own situation. So.
That's a legal question. Is it, with this site plan review, don't you have to have a zoning law for that really to be enforceable? What's the relationship between the two?
The short answer is no, you don't have to have zoning to have site plan law. You know, we have it, a number of other towns have site plan laws and don't have zoning. The enforcement of it, or the applicability, I guess is a better word, depends on the definition and what you have in your local law that says what, under what circumstances will the applicability of the site plan law kick in.
It's kind of a self-contained little package.
Right. Why do you need to take a look at a project? And that's in the definitional section. Zoning is a whole other animal that talks about, you know, typically, they call it Euclidean zoning. Sorry, do you want me to get into all that?
Not before Christmas.
All right.
Any other questions?
Euclidean.
If there's no additional questions from the floor or from the board, we need to pay our bill, which we will do now. Anybody leaving now? Thanks for coming. Appreciate it very much.
Can you Thank you.